Hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, you're here right now to the size of the party with Big John and... Party!
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Great Kidnap Mystery. Everyone was very much concerned about the widow, Daffodil Dilly, who had been kidnapped. And the mayor was left waiting at the church, because that's where the widow was kidnapped, just as they were about to get married. Mayor Plumfront has been terribly worried about it. The police haven't had any clues. Yuki Butcha, Sparky, and I were talking about it the next day in our home in Cincinnati, and just about the time we had given up hope of learning anything new, the telephone rang. Listen.
Hey, it's your telephone, Big John.
Yeah, I know. I can hear
it. Someone's ringing.
I can hear it. I'll get it. Don't need any kind of... Hello? Oh, hi, Mayor Plumfront. How are you? Any news yet?
It's Mayor Plumfront, Yuki.
Yeah, maybe the police have found some clues about Miss Dilly.
What's that you say? Oh, boy. Well, that settles it. She was kidnapped.
Did you hear that, Yuki? I'll bet that they did find out something. I'll bet that the police have found some clues.
That much? Yikes. What are you going to do? Where are you ever going to get that much money?
Money? Guess your kidnappers want a ransom.
Well, listen, Mayor, you just stay at home. We'll come over to your house. And we'll figure out something. Don't worry. Okay, goodbye.
Well, what happened, Big John? Did the police find some clues?
No, but the mayor just received a ransom note from the kidnappers. And what do you think? They want $250,000.
$250,000?
$250,000? Never heard of such a thing.
Now, where's the mayor ever going to get that much money?
Well, that's what he's wondering. Listen, we better get over there to the mayor's house and see if we can't help him figure out what to do next.
Yeah, come on, let's go. As East reporter for the Daily Weekly, I want to get the first-hand information from the mayor himself.
Well, go get your coat and hat, Sparky, and let's go. Come on, Yuki, we'll use my car. Come on down to the garage with me. We'll go through the basement door here. You meet us down in the garage there, Sparky.
Okay, Big John. Okay.
I think I hear the lad coming down the cellar steps right now, Big John.
Yeah. Well, look, while I climb in the front seat and start the motor, you open up the garage door, will you, Yuki?
Yeah, all right, fine. Hey, see, you have a new car here. It's pretty keen.
Yeah. I had to get rid of the other one I had. It was pretty, that ruby maroon color. But it was a, 1951 model, and, I like this one that I have here.
Yeah, it's a fine-looking car. What's that? Yeah, it's pretty good. Started up on the first try. This car is in just as good a condition as my car, I believe.
It should be. It's 14 years newer than your car. The car of yours is the 1913 model. This is 1927. Just figure it out. Here we go.
Boy, I still don't see why you had to sell that green maroon car you had, Big John. That thing was practically brand new.
Yeah, why did you sell it, Big John?
Well, first of all, because they don't make cars like this anymore. And secondly, matter of economics, the payments on that other car is just a little high.
Oh, could pay for it, huh? Well, that's fine. Where'd you get this 1927 FX?
Well, don't you recognize it, Yuki? This is the car that I had before I bought that maroon one from Frank Flake's automobile lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought this here car looked familiar.
Should look familiar. Hector Gargoyle had it parked out in front of his Wapatee junkyard. It was the best piece of junk he had.
Oh, now, Sparky.
What was Hector Gargoyle doing with this car, Big John?
Well, Frank Flake wouldn't take this car as a trade-in on that new car, and nobody else wanted except Hector Gargoyle, the junkyard man, so I sold it to him for $75.
Yeah, fine. How much do you have to pay to get it back?
Well, prices have gone up since I sold it to Hector. It cost me $238.75.
Well, fine.
Well, of course, I had to buy new tires for it after I got it back. But it's still a bargain.
Oh, yeah, fine.
They don't make cars like this anymore, you know.
Yeah, that's right. They don't make cars like this anymore.
Yep. Okay, I guess we might as well pull up here. I believe we've got a parking space right close by.
Yeah, nice. Pretty good brakes there. Stop you on a dime.
That's right.
Oh, there's the mayor standing in the window there. Hold back the curtain. Notice that? Yeah.
Well, come on. Let's go in.
All right. Go on, Sparky. We're right behind you.
Yeah, just going up the steps there, lad. There's the mayor opening up the front door.
Come on in, fellas. Hurry up. Come on in. Boy, am I glad to see you, fellas.
Yeah, we got here just as quickly as we could, Mayor. Have you had any further news since you got the ransom note?
No, nothing new. Come on in, lad. You too, Yuki. Come on, Big John. Come on in the house here.
Is the ransom note the only clue you got so far, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, lad. Come on in the living room over here and sit down. Oh, I'm telling you, I've been so worried. I wish I knew if my little Daffy Dilly is safe and sound.
Oh, I'm sure she is, Mayor. Don't worry about it.
Say, Mayor, did you examine the ransom note for fingerprints?
No, I didn't examine the ransom note for fingerprints. What would I use? I haven't got any fingerprint detecting outfit or magnifying glass or whatever it is you use. What do you think I am, a detective?
Well, it's a good thing I'm here. I'll just open up a little black bag here.
What do you got in that little black bag that you've been carrying around with you, Yuki?
Oh, this is my detective outfit, lad.
Hey, come on. Are you a detective?
Yeah, well, that's right. I am a graduate of the Super Slow Secret Service School of Detectives and Private Investigators, better known as the SSSSSTPT. Here's my badge, lad. Always wear it inside the coat here.
Hey! Is this a real detective badge?
Fine. That is right. Now, let me take a look at that there ransom note, Mayor. I'll just sprinkle a little bit of this here fingerprint detective powder on the note.
Oh, Yuki, you crazy fool. What do you know about detective work?
Oh, let him go, Mayor. Every little bit of investigating help we can get now will be appreciated. Who knows? Yuki might be able to figure out where Miss Dilly is being held captive.
Well, if he does, I'll not only be the happiest man in the world, but I'll be the most surprised, too.
Now, let's see. I'll just take a look at this here note through the magnifying glass. Yeah.
Do you see any fingerprints, Yuki?
Oh, this here note is filled with fingerprints, lad. I wouldn't be surprised if I could identify the kidnappers just from this here note, lad.
And I wish you'd hurry up then, Yuki. Because I know I'm not going to be able to raise that there $250,000 ransom that they want for returning Miss Dilly.
Oh, never fair, Mayor. Old Detective Yuki Butch is on the case here right now.
Telephone's ringing.
Yeah, I know, and this is one time that we can be sure it isn't for you, Sparky. This is the mayor's phone, after all.
Hello? Yeah, this is Mayor Plumfront.
Maybe that's the police. They might have uncovered some important clues.
Well, let's hope so.
Wait a minute. Who is this? Hello? Hello. 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 Hello there.
What is it, Mayor?
The kidnapper, Sellers.
The kidnappers? Well, come on, Mayor. Have the call traced.
No, it's too late. Whoever it was, they hung up. Can't trace a call after the party on the other end of the line is hung up. You ought to know that.
Well, what did the kidnapper have to say, Mayor?
He called to tell me when and where to deliver the ransom money.
Well, where, Mayor? And when?
I have to raise the money by tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, and I have to deliver it to the shelter house on Stone Creek Road in Mount Airy Forest.
24 hours?
Yep.
Oh, boy. That doesn't give you much time to raise $250,000.
I couldn't raise that much money if they'd given me 24 years.
Don't worry, Mayor. We'll fix up a fake bundle of money for you to deliver, and then we'll jump the kidnappers when they come after it.
Oh, hey, this is really going to be an exciting adventure. When are we going to capture those kidnappers? Oh, boy. Well, Chip, it sure was a surprise to learn that Yuki put you as a detective, wasn't it? Boy, I'll bet with old Yuki on the case, we'll capture those kidnappers in nothing flat. And tomorrow night, we're going out to Stone Creek Road in Mount Airy Forest to meet the kidnappers. That's bound to be exciting. So don't miss visiting with us tomorrow, because there's going to be lots of adventure around here. You bet. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, kids. So long.